Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Well, it's that time of the year when some of our loved ones like to sit in front of the TV and watch football while we go off doing other things. But it is fun to tailgate, no matter what sport you like to watch. But you typically think of tailgating as really a fattening day, one that you might save up all week for, because there's drinking and the food tends to look like chips and nachos and hot dogs and hamburgers and things. But that's not necessarily always the case. And my guest is Tanya Zuckerbutt. She is an accredited member of the American Dietetic Association and a certified nutritionist. Welcome to the show, Tanya. Let's talk about some healthy tailgating snacks that people can prepare that will not mess them up in all of their good works that they did.
Right. I mean, tailgating and heavy food seems to go hand in hand, but today we're going to offer your listeners some really delicious solutions so that they still can enjoy the pregame without sabotaging their waistline. So my first tip is, it's so important before you get to the tailgate party, is to eat breakfast. I've heard numerous times my clients say, you know, whether they're going to a tailgate or a big lunch, that they're going to save their appetite and save those calories by not having breakfast. But breakfast jumpstarts your metabolism for the day, which means that you're more likely to burn off those calories that you've taken at the tailgate rather than holding on to them. And it's an opportunity to show up somewhat satisfied without your sugars really low so that you don't overdo it. So make sure before your tailgate, have a nice big hearty breakfast that combines something with fiber like whole wheat toast or high fiber cereal with some protein. So that's our first tip. And then once you're there, we have numerous other tips to make sure that you don't go overboard. And the first one is, you want to avoid anything that's really heavy in mayonnaise. So steer clear of potato salads or any kind of pasta salads that have that creamy base. Instead, opt for, you know, lighter fare, anything that's more in a vinaigrette.
Well, certainly olive oily ones, you know, the pasta salads, even maybe a German potato salad that's made more with olive oil and parsley, something along those with vinegar. Vinegar is such a good cleanser anyway, gets your metabolism going.
Yeah, and vinegar has zero calories. So vinegar adds a lot of flavor without calories. So, yeah, feel free to learn how to substitute those mayonnaise-y, heavier dishes with lighter ingredients, such as a little bit of oil and vinegar. So something else that I always tell people to do is, you know, whether it's already offered there or suggest that you can bring it on your own, but crudite, carrots, which are so easy now because they're all the baby carrots already cleaned, celery, you know, bring these light vegetables and make a dip. But rather than using a heavy sour cream, you can make a dip with Greek yogurt that has three times the protein of regular yogurt. You could just put a little bit of any like dried onion soup or vegetable soup mix, mix it together, and there you have dip and fill up on vegetables.
That is a great idea, you know, and keep those things around for the mindless eating at the tailgate party when you're talking to somebody and you just want to grab and, you know, shove something into your mouth. Now, what about things like, you know, I see that you had offered some tailgating snacks, baked buffalo chicken bites.
Yes, yes. Well, I have two different recipes for buffalo chicken wings, and it depends if you need the bone in, which gives you like that really traditional, you know, buffalo wing experience, or you can do something where you can do boneless chicken breast, which will be even leaner, and you can use the same ingredients of a little hot sauce, just a little bit of butter, you know, get the chicken ground, you know, browned in a nonstick skillet, pour the sauce over a bacon, serve that with toothpicks. But if you're looking for the actual bone-in experience, then what I recommend is, rather than frying it, you know, most chicken wings are first fried and then they're put in that spicy sauce, you want to boil them in beer. The beer is going to give a lot of flavor, but when boiling them, a lot of the fat is actually going to come out. So you're going to now have boiled wings, and then you're going to either grill them or bake them till they're crispy and then put the sauce on. And that saves hundreds of calories and grams of fat. It's
a great
way of preparing them, and it is so much lighter. And even like, say, for example,
great
you are
idea.
A guest and you didn't have the opportunity to bring these own, you know, your own chicken wings. I don't want my clients to feel deprived. So I say, first when you get there, make sure that you survey all the offerings. before you load your plate up. So, if there's fruits, if there's veggies, if there's, lighter salads, the ones in the vinaigrettes or just mixed bean salads, fill your plate up with that. And then look at the more decadent choices. Maybe there's hot dogs, maybe there's wings. You don't have to forego it completely, but say, okay, I'm going to fill up my plate 80% with the stuff, and I'm going to allow myself two wings and one hot dog. When you sort of pre-plan things, and it's almost like pre-gaming, you actually have no guilt. It's just when you do all this mindless eating that you overeat, and then you look back and say, oh, I wish I would have planned that better. So two regular wings, while they are high in fat and calories, if that means tailgate to you, enjoy them. And the rest, do it healthy. Of course, though, if you want to bring the healthier substitutions, then everyone benefits, because then you know exactly what you're getting, and, your friends benefit as well.
Well, we all know that feeling, Tanya. Ugh, why did I do that? Now I'm sick for a couple of days from that. Ugh. Plus, the alcohol at tailgate parties.
Yes.
It's a big part of it,
Of course.
And so how can we make the alcohol people are drinking, everything at those things, how can we make that sort of a little bit less caloric?
Well, the good news is alcohol itself is not that caloric. One glass of wine or 1 ounce of spirits, whether it's vodka or tequila, is 80 calories. It's the mixers that, drive the calories up, adding hundreds of calories. Now, when people think tailgate, though, what are we really thinking? Beer. So this is an opportunity to cut the calories in half and opt for light beer. That's going to make a big difference if you're having two or three or four. If a regular beer is anywhere from 1 to 200 calories and you can get a light beer that's more 50 to 100, you just cut your calories in half, saving 1 to 2, 300 calories, which is a big difference. That gives you room for dessert.
Well, it sure does. And, you certainly want to keep that room for dessert, because sometimes that is the best part. But, I like spicy at a tailgate, and I like to be able to, get the juices flowing, and ways to, people have these pulled pork and, brisket and all these sort of high fattier meats, but it's the hot sauce that you want to taste and the craving. You can do that with chicken or turkey or really anything.
You absolutely can. And as I said, some things just intrinsically, are going to be higher in fat and calories. And if, you love pulled pork, I always say take a little and then eat other healthier fare. Of course, though, if you're in a position to make these substitutions on your own, so how can you make things healthier? Well, for example, who doesn't love hot dogs and sausages and, grilling such a big part of tailgating? Grilling itself is one of the healthiest ways of cooking anything because there's no fat added. Grilled vegetables, grilled chicken, grilled hot dogs. So when it comes to hot dogs, look for a hot dog that has less than 5 grams of fat per ounce. That's just looking at a label. But Hebrew National, Oscar Mayer, they all make lower fat hot dogs, and opt for turkey hot dogs or chicken hot dogs. When it comes to grilling meats, get a little bit more original. Maybe do a bison burger, which is, naturally lower in fat. Lean sirloin burgers. So there are opportunities to get really flavorful cuts of meat on the grill without any fat or, extra fat or calories. But when it comes to what you were saying, like the barbecue sauce, if you pre-boil a meat first, even if it's the brisket or even, say, ribs, if you boil it first the way that I suggested with the chicken wings, you actually can remove a lot of fat, up to 40%. And then by grilling it afterwards and putting the sauce on, you're getting all the flavor, because as you said, it's really the sauce that you want. It's that finger-licking sauce. But you don't have to omit the sauce, but you can omit the fat.
In the last minute, why don't you give us your best ideas for healthy tailgating and stick some recipes in there, and even, that Mexican layer dip everybody always loves, so fattening. It's just layers and layers of fat, except for the avocados are the only healthy part in there.
It's true. I think dips are just a really important part of any tailgating experience, because what goes with the dip, it's really the chips that we're after. So if you make a healthy dip, you're actually going to eat less chips, because you'll be loading them up and you'll feel fuller. So rather than relying, as I said, on these fat ingredients like sour cream, opt for a Greek yogurt. Rather than a heavy cheese, either get a low-fat cheese or leave it out entirely, and make layers, including grilled corn, or you can just take corn out of a can or defrosted frozen corn with some black beans, some tomatoes, some cilantro, some fresh lime juice. And this, to scoop on a tortilla chip, is going to be so filling, filled with fiber and protein, and low in fat and calories.
And that's the way to take some of these typical tailgating foods and make them healthier for yourself. Things like vinegar and citrus, lime juice always adds a lot of flavor without adding calories and hot sauces. It's that sauce you want, so put that on some chicken, some turkey. Be creative. Watch the alcohol content. Go for the light beers and wine. Maybe even add spritzer. This is Melanie Cole. These are the ideas. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.